This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the January 6th committee will hear from former Justice Department officials who faced pressure from then-President Trump over the presidential election results. And we're learning the committee plans more hearings. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Committee Chair Mississippi's Benny Thompson says a lot of information has been coming in, including new documentary film footage of Trump's final months in office. The panel is also working on an interview with Virginia Ginny Thomas, a longtime conservative activist married to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. She's been asked to talk about her communications with Trump's team ahead of and during the day of the insurrection. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Gas is $4.94 a gallon this morning. President Biden's asking Congress to suspend federal gas taxes for 3 months. That would save you 18 cents on a gallon of gas. And that's not all, says the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president wants states to suspend their taxes or offer rebates. There's no guarantee they will, and it's an uphill fight in Congress, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says we will see if there's support. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell dismissed the idea as an ineffective stunt.
A silly proposal that senior members of their own party have already shot down well in advance.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo has been put on leave after criticism about the way he handled the mass shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. The school superintendent says the facts of what happened that day aren't clear yet. A warning about Russia's intentions in Ukraine. Estonia's prime minister says the West should not underestimate Moscow's military capabilities in Ukraine. The prime minister tells the AP that President Putin's forces are in it for the long haul. The Dow dropped 47 points yesterday. This is AP News. A former West Virginia lawmaker gets 3 months for his role in the January 6th riot.
Derek Evans, a former West Virginia lawmaker who live-streamed himself on Facebook taking part in the U.S. Capitol riot, was sentenced to 3 months in prison Wednesday. The 37-year-old Evans pleaded guilty to a felony civil disorder charge. He told the judge he is a good person who unfortunately was caught up in the moment. Evans, a Republican from Pritchard, West Virginia, had been sworn in as a member of the House of Delegates just weeks before the January 6th, 2021 riot. He was arrested 2 days later and resigned a month before the start of the legislative session. I'm Mike Gracia.
A Democrat running for governor in South Carolina is calling for an age limit on politicians there. 72, says Joe Cunningham. The current governor, Henry McMaster, is 75. In Cunningham's words, folks who are making a career out of politics are making a mess of our country. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.